For the New York Yankees, Bobby Richardson will lead off at second base. Richardson, second base. Batting second, it'll be the shortstop, Phil Lynn. Lynn at shortstop. Batting third, in left field, Mickey Mantle. Mantle in left field. Batting fourth in the cleanup spot is the catcher, Elston Howard. Howard the catcher. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Hector Lopez. Lopez in right field. Batting sixth, first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Pepitone at first base. Batting seventh, third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Boyer at third base. Batting eighth, young Roger Repose, who, with his base hit yesterday, raised his average to 302. Roger Repose in center field. And batting ninth is the pitcher, Al Downing. Downing is the pitcher for the New York Yankees. Right now, the umpires just come out. They're gathered around home plate, along with manager Sam Mealy. Johnny Keene has just left the Yankee dugout and is just now reaching home plate. Ground crew has the infield watered down. The infield looks great. Grass looks green. Another big crowd on hand. All ready for baseball, and here is the lineup for the Minnesota Twins. Right over Versailles, leads off at shortstop. Versailles. Batting second is the third baseman, Rich Rollins. Rollins at third base. Batting third, it's the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Oliva, who, by the way, was honored in pregame ceremonies, presented with the silver bat from the Hillerton Bradley Company, signifying that he was the American League leading hitter last year. Oliva is in right field. Batting fourth, it's the first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Killebrew at first base. Batting fifth, center fielder, Nosek, Joe Nosek. N-O-S-S-E-K, Nosek in center field. Batting sixth, left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Hall in left field. Batting seventh, the catcher, Earl Batty. Batty the catcher. Batting eighth, it's the second baseman, Jerry Kendall. Kendall at second base. And batting ninth, it's the pitcher, left-hander, Jim Cott. Behind the plate, it'll be Ed Hurley. At first base, John Flaherty. And at second base, Lou DeMuro. And at third base, Frank Umont. So that's the pregame picture here at Metropolitan Stadium. And, of course, the good news that there's rain in New York. So, with Jim Cott signed to Earl Batty, ready to bring you the play-by-play, here is Jerry Coleman.
Okay, Joe. Jim Cott, big left-hander, going for the Minnesota Twins. And it'll be Al Downing for the Yankees. We get underway today. Twins lead the American League by four games over the Cleveland Indians. Baltimore Orioles in the third spot, 4.5 behind. White Sox, 6 down in fourth place. The Tigers, 7 behind in fifth place. And then the Yankees, 13.5, tied with the Angels in the sixth spot. Okay, we're ready to go here. Bobby Richardson coming on. Beautiful day, 75 degrees, light breeze. Richardson batting at 266. Cott with a record of 7-7. The big left-hander is into the windup. The first pitch of the game is inside. It's ball one. Defensively, it's Batty behind the plate. Killebrew at first. Kendall at second. Versailles at short. Rollins at third. And the outfield from left to center to right. Here's the pitch to Richardson. Ground ball, base hit. Left fielder Jimmy Hall is up with it. In center is Joe Nosek, and right field is Tony Oliva. So Bobby Richardson, a leadoff single to left off Jim Cott. Yankees put their leadoff man on. And the next batter, Phil Lynn. Lynn's batting at 223, starting to move that average. Cott again. 7-7 on the year. He's 1-0 against the Yankees this season. Pitch is a hopper to third. Rollins to the second baseman for one throw to first. Double play. That's the ace from Rollins to Kendall to Killebrew. Two out. Nobody on, and here's Mickey. Mantle making his first start since June the 22nd. Today, July the 11th, so he's been out of action about 3 weeks. Pinch hit 5 times in that absence. Batting right-handed against the left-handed Jim Cott. Dodd's first pitch to Mickey. It's one on a miss and it's strike one. Washington postponed because of the rain. And also Philadelphia, New York. There's a shot up the middle, base hit. Mantle. Swing goes sharply up the middle off Todd. So the Yankees put a runner on with two down, and now here's Elston Howard. Second hit of the ball game off Todd. Now Ellie Howard, who has his son with him. Elston, a member of the 1965 American League All-Star team, will stay on for the game on Tuesday, and young Elston will stay with him. Boy, he's been wide-eyed. He's had eyeballs like doorknobs for the last 3 days. He just really had a ball. All right, here's Todd as he sets. Chuck Mantle, a pitch to Howard. A ground ball is short. Versalli's moving in, and is blocked momentarily by Rollins and throws wide at first base. Rich Rollins came over in front of Versalli's. Instead of going down, he stayed up, and Versalli's made a double pump, and by the time he got rid of the ball, he threw it to the inside of the bag. Howard is safe, and they're giving him an infield hit. Well, Elston Howard will have to give Rollins an assist on that one, Joe.
Yeah, I think it was fair scoring. You described it so well, and that Versailles would have an easy play, but Rollins screened him much like a basketball player. It would have been tough to give Versailles here.
Yeah, not much he can do. He just couldn't get rid of the ball with Rollins standing there. All right, here's Hector Lopez. Runners at first and second, two down. Scott taking a long look at Earl Batty. Gets the sign. The runners move off first and second. A pitch to Lopez. Line single to right field. Mantle is going to try to score. Here's Olivas. Throw and... Batty fouls the ball. Lopez drives in Mantle from second. Howard goes to third. And the Yankees lead 1-0. Actually, the throw beats Mantle. But Batty bobbled it and couldn't come up with a handle, and Mantle was across before Batty could hold it. So they're giving Batty an error. It'd be a hit for Lopez. No RBI as Batty is charged with an error. So Howard at third, Lopez at first. Two outs, one run in, and a big left-hander steps off the rubber. Joe Pepitone is in there. Four base hits for the Yankees in the first inning and only one run. All right, Todd ready again, set. Here's the pitch to Pepitone. A one-hopper back to the pitcher. He's got it. Over to Killebrew, and the side is retired. So, for the Yankees, one run, four hits. One twin error, two men left. The score after a half, Yanks one, Minnesota coming to bat. Okay, bottom of the first inning, and Zola Versalli's coming on. Let's see, the Minnesota Twins, Versalli's, Oliva, Killebrew, Hall, and Batty, and this starting lineup are all members of the American League All-Star Team, 1965 edition. The Yankees with Richardson, Howard, Pepitone, in their lineup, have three of them. Stottlemyre, the fourth one for New York, and Jim Grant is the sixth one for the Minnesota Twins. Okay, here's Zola Versailles, the shortstop. Versailles, nine home runs, 43 RBIs, 10 stolen bases, batting at 245. Just a little guy with good power. And he's got the part where he can reach those left field seats. But that wind blowing in today, though, it may be a little bit tough. Al Downing, first pitch, in there for a strike. Both pitchers today are even at 500. Todd is 7-7. Downing is 8-8. Al is 0-2 against Minnesota this year, 1-4 lifetime. Curveball is swung on and missed, strike two. No balls, two strikes. Yankees lead 1-0. Four hits in the first inning. Scored a run. The size, the leadoff batter for Minnesota in the bottom of the first. All right, Downing delivers to Versailles. Strike three, a good fastball. Boy, had the hop on that one. And Joe, that's the pitch that Johnny Keene loves to see this young left-hander throw, that good hard one.
And you can't really blame him because when he cuts it loose like that, you can just tell by the pop in Howard's glove he's got that little mustard on it. That's the pitch that got him here, Jerry, and that's the pitch that'll keep him here.
I guess when you're a catcher and a man with a good fastball starts trying to get by with his breaking stuff, drive you nuts, wouldn't it?
Oh, man, it's a short trip, too.
Okay, here's Rich Rollins, the third baseman coming on, batting at 233, four homers, 18 RBI. Downing into the windup, the pitch to Rollins. Knocks it off the glove of Al. He knocks it down, throws to first in time to get Rollins, and Downing lost his glove in the process. Of course, he didn't throw it at it. It was just knocked off on the quick hopper right back to him. So Al saves himself a little trouble by coming up with a tough shot off the bat of Rich Rollins. We have two outs. Now here's Tony Oliva. And here's a fellow who's been moving that batting average. Downing taking some time. Beautiful, warm day here. Tony Oliva stepping in. He had four base hits in last night's ball game. Here's the first pitch by Downing. Almost hit Oliva. Ball one. Incidentally, in case you hadn't heard it from Joe Garagiola, Pepitone is a member of the 1965 All-Star team due to the fact that Bill Scarron is out with an injury. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Oliva. Swings and misses, strike one.
Sure, you know how baseball humor can be pretty cutty. Pepitone was very happy about it. He said, boy, I made it for the third time in a row, and the man will have to remain nameless, and it wasn't me. A ball player said, yeah, everybody else is sick or dead.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Low and outside, 2-1. Well, you know, I think if you're thin-skinned and you're a professional baseball player, you better find another profession.
Boy, they were out today, I'll tell you.
All right, Downing delivers again to Oliva, fouls it back, 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The Yankees spread out on Oliva. Mantle in left field, shades toward the left field line. Lopez in right field, shades toward the right field line. Repose in center, shades a little to the left of second base. There's a swing and a miss, strike three, and that is strikeout number two for Downing. For the Twins, three up and three down, and the score after one. The Yankees one run on four hits, Minnesota no runs, no hits. Top of the second inning with the Yankees leading 1-0. It'll be Cleet Boyer coming on to face Jim Cott. Boyer hitting at 264, 9 homers, 32 RBIs. And last night, he put the ball game on ice for the Yankees with a grand slammer. A big base hit. All right, Cott, the left-hander to Boyer. There's a high top behind first. Kendall falling for it all the way in foul territory, takes it. Well, Boyer is out of there. One pitch, one down. Now here's Roger Repose. Well, this fella has been on a yo-yo since he joined us from Toledo. Just about the time you think he's got to hit one of those slumps, boom, popped in with four base hits last night. Two singles, a triple, and a homer. Batting at 302, five home runs and 10 RBIs. All right, Cott to Roger Repose. It's a high fly ball down the line in right field. Kendall in foul territory, racing toward the stands and takes it right out the stand. So, Jerry, Kendall retires Boyer and Repose in the same area in foul territory down the right field line. Now here's Al Downing. Downing batting at 105, 4 for 38. No extra base hit. Two RBIs. Scott ready again. Into the windup. Here's the pitch to Downing. A slow hopper to third. Rollins in. Over to Killebrew. The side is retired. That play goes 5-3. So, a 1-2-3 inning for Jim Cott. Yankees are out of there. The score after 1.5. Yankees 1, Minnesota nothing. Here's Harmon Killebrew. Cleanup hitter for the Minnesota Twins as we move into the bottom of the second with the Yankees leading 1-0. Al Downing into the windup. The first pitch to the killer is a curveball in there, strike one. Killebrew will more than likely be the starting first baseman for the American League All-Stars now that Scallon is out of action. Harmon batting at 264, takes the fastball in there, and it's strike two. No ball, two strikes. Killebrew, 13 doubles, one triple, 15 home runs, 49 RBIs. Downing again, into the windup. The pitch to Killebrew, foul back on the screen. Count holds, nothing and two. Downing taking a little time on the mound. Two-strike pitch is drilled to left field. Getting out in front of a fastball. Lines at the left. And that's the first hit off Downing. Now Joe Nosek coming on. Batting at 275. One home run, seven RBIs. Nosek has been up only 69 times with 19 base hits. Fielder, 6'1", 180 pounds. Downing checking Killebrew. Sets, delivers. The curve is inside, ball one. Pepitone, with Killebrew at first base, even though it's a 1-0 ball game in favor of the Yankees, is not holding Killebrew on. They don't figure Harmon to run. Now here's a pitch to Nosek. There's a drill ball to left field. Going back is Mantle to the running track and takes it. For a moment, it looked like that ball might have a little more on it than it actually carried. But that wind, which is blowing in from center field, had a tendency to slow the ball down. So we have one away. Killebrew remains at first. Here's Jimmy Hall. Jimmy Hall hitting at 325, 16 home runs, 51 RBIs. Leads the Twins in homers, RBIs, and batting average. Jimmy having a fine year. Now Downing sets the pitch to Hall as a drive to right. Lopez getting under this one easily. Two outs. So after Killebrew's single, as he moves back to first base, Nosek flies to left, ball to right. We have two down. Here's Earl Batty. Earl Batty hitting at 309. Got three home runs, 23 RBIs. Now a conference on the mound between Howard and Downing. Batty is not hitting with the usual power. Only got three homers at the halfway mark, but he was out for a while. Takes low and inside, ball one. Too batty in past years in the home run department. Minnesota's at 17, 11, 26, and 12. Top production 2 years ago at 26. Takes another fastball inside, ball two. 2-0 the count. Jim Lemon, coaching at first base for Minnesota. Billy Martin at third. And Sam Mealy's got himself a fired-up ball club. They think they can win it. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Drive to left field. Has played a part here, particularly on the ball by Batty that drove Mantle right back to the barrier as they pulled it in. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. And the score after two full innings of play, Yanks one hit. Check that, the Yankees one run on four hits. Minnesota no runs on one.
1-0 here at the end of two. Jim Trout and Al Downing. Bobby Richardson got a base hit his first time up. He's up there again, and once again for the play-by-play, here's Jerry.
Okay, Joe, here's Bobby Richardson, who opened the ball game with a single to left and then was erased on the double play ball by Phil Lynn. Yankees followed with three straight hits after that and came up with the one run as they lead 1-0 here in the top of the third. Jim Trott and Al Downing moving along smoothly here. Ready now. Left-hander delivers to Bobby, who hits the first pitch to left field. Jimmy Hall getting under this easily, and we have one out. So, one pitch, one out for the Yankees here in the top of the third, and here's Lynn. Lynn's bounced into a double play. 5-4-3 in the first inning. That broke the back of a budding rally for the Yankees. The left-hander gets the sign from Batty, pitches to Lynn. The curveball is low, and it's ball one. Lynn started a bunt, just ran over the ball as it broke in low and inside. Now, there's nobody in the on-deck circle, so Ed Hurley tells somebody to get out there. All right, here's the 1-0 pitch. Lynn's a slow hopper to third. Rollins has it. The Killebrew two-down. For the second time, Lynn bounces to third. Two up and two down. Now here comes Mantle. Mickey hit a hard ground ball single to center field in the first inning and then later scored on the line single by Lopez to right field. Batty gets the sign, the 6'4" left-hander, the pitch on the way to Mickey. Drill to left field, base hit. So Mantle, coming back after a three-week layoff, is 2-for-2. Now here's Howard, who singled the shortstop. That was the unusual play where Rollins got in the way of the throw by Versalles, and Versalles had to wait a little bit before he could throw the ball, and then threw it wide, and they gave Howard a hit. Mantle moving off first, and the first pitch to Ellie Howard backs him off the plate. It's ball one. Yankees 1, Twins nothing, top of the third. Mantle with a two-out single at first. Here's the next one to Howard. Strike right in there, got the corner. Well, as we mentioned before, over 102,000 fans saw the first two ball games, and it looks like we've got 34-35 here today. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Ellie. It's fouled back. The count now, one ball, two strikes. Show on the TV side before the game, we had all of the all-star performers from both teams on, and Oliva, one of the all-star performers for the Twins in the American League, had quite a comment. Here's a pitch to Howard. Swings and misses, strike three. We'll tell you about that Oliva comment in just a moment. For the Yankees here in the top of the third, no runs, one hit, one left. Score after 2.5. Yanks 1, Minnesota nothing. into the last of the third inning. Coming on for the Twins, Jerry Kindle. He'll be followed by the pitcher, Jim Cotton, and the leadoff batter, Zolo Versailles. Yankees 1, Minnesota nothing. We were talking about Oliva, and one of the comments he had, we asked him about what he remembered about his first All-Star game, and all he could say was Drysdale. Here's the first pitch to Kindle, ball one. I guess he's in a few people's books, that big right-hander out there from L.A. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Kindle. 2-0 the count, two balls, no strikes. Jerry Kindle, batting at 191. Of course, they want him for his defense. They've got enough power in this ball club, and they need somebody at second base to make the play. There's a ball fouled back. Strike one. Two balls, one strike. Al Downing, last year's American League strikeout king, into the windup. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on a miss, and it's strike two. There's a good high fastball right around the letters. Yankees one run on five hits. Minnesota no runs on one hit. Bottom of the third. Downing checking Howard. Into the windup. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on a miss. Strike three. A blazing fastball. And that is strikeout number three for Downing. Okay, here's Jim Cott, the pitcher. He's got an extra pinch hitter on his squad if he needs him. Cott batting at 240, 12 for 50, two doubles, five RBIs. Cott has size, 6'4", 210 pounds. Downing first pitch to Cott is way up there, ball one. Final game before the All-Star break for these two ball clubs. The All-Star game right here on Tuesday. Cott takes a fastball in there. Strike one. 1-1. And the All-Star record, the American League, 17 wins. The National League, 17 wins and one tie. Now this one is going to put somebody on top. All right, Downing, the 1-1 pitch. Scott attempted a bunt, takes it high and outside. Two balls, one strike. He made as if the bunt, I should say. He didn't actually attempt the bunt. Two balls, one strike, one out, nobody on. Blair in at third base, just caught about 15 feet of the line. There's a high fastball, 3-1. Downing just rearing back, and he's been high. So it's 3-1 to Jim Cott. Roll over size, the shortstop in the on-deck circle. Downing ready again. Here's the 3-1 delivery. Cott takes it for a strike. Full count. Jim was taking all the way, trying to get on. And Downing gets the sign from Howard. The payoff pitch is swung on a miss. Strike three. A fastball, that's all Downing through, Cott. Six fastballs, he got him out of there. Strikeout number four for Al, and now here's Versailles, who struck out in the first inning. You know, you don't realize the problems that some of these Latin ball players have when they come into the States to play with communications alone. Here's the first pitch to Versailles. It's outside, ball one. Talked to both Versailles and Oliva before the game started, and they have trouble understanding and making themselves understood. We just take for granted that they're just moving along like the rest of us, but they're not. Swing and a miss. Strike one. 1-1 the count. Of course, the old-timers like Pascual and Ramos, they've been around long enough where they now speak quite good English. But just imagine yourself stuck in the center of Japan trying to order sukiyaki or something. Here's the 1-1 pitch. High drive to left. Battle going back near the fence, at the fence, and up in the middle. A home run. Number 10, RBI number 44, and we've got a 1-1 ball game. Al Downing being touched up on a 2-out home run by Versailles, delivers to Rollins. Inside, ball 1. Rich Rollins, the third baseman, bounced back to the pitcher. A good shot back to Downing that he flagged down. Lost his glove, but managed to throw Rollins out. That was in the first. Two outs, one run in, a 1-1 ball game. Bottom of the third, Downing into the windup. The pitch to Howard is a topper in front of the plate. Downing got it. Over to Pepitone, and the side is retired. So for the second time, Rollins goes out from 1-3. For the Twins in the third inning, one run, one hit. Nobody left, no Yankee errors. And the score, after three full innings of play, Yankees 1, Minnesota 1. Okay, here's Hector Lopez, Joe, as we move into the fourth inning. Lopez singled to right field in the first. He's 1-for-1. And we got a 1-1 ball game here in the top of the fourth. The 1-0 pitch to Hector is low and inside, 2-0. Hector takes inside, 3-0 from Jim Cott. So Lopez leading off the fourth inning for the Yankees. Three balls, no strikes. Jim Cott into the windup. Here's the next one to Lopez. It's low, ball 4, and he walked him on 4 straight. First walk of the ball game. As Hector Lopez goes to first base, and now here's Joe Pepitone, who bounced back to Jim Cott in the first. Ready now. Set. The pitch to Pepitone. A side out fastball is high. That's 5 balls in a row. Now, Versailles comes in to say something to Jim Cott, probably reminding him where to throw the ball in the event he gets it. Twins are now looking for the bunt. The 1-1 ball game, top of the fourth inning. Pepitone the batter, 1-0 the count. Cott has thrown 5 straight balls, 4 in a row to Lopez to open the inning, and now 1 to Pepitone. Now Cott's ready, set, delivers, ground ball to first. Killebrew's got it, and catches first base and lets Lopez go into second. Now, one of the problems that Killebrew had, he had a shot at second base on Lopez, but he was lined up with the runner and Versailles. And had he thrown the ball, the chance of hitting Lopez would have been great. So Killebrew said, I'll get the one sure, which he did. He touched first base. Pepitone's out of there. Lopez goes to second, and now here's Boyer, who fouled to second base in the second inning. Lopez moving off second. Pitch to Boyer. The curve is high, and it's ball 1. Kendall at second base, doing a lot of dancing around after Lopez at second, simply because he wants to try to hold him close to the bag in the event of a base hit. Then the outfielders to have a chance to cut Lopez down at the plate. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Boyer. There's a high fly to center field. Moving over to his right, Joe Nosek gets under it and takes it. Lopez tags up only to draw the throw. Good thing he didn't try to run. Nosek threw a one-hop strike to Rollins at third. So we have two out. Now here's Roger Rapoport. Ball came into the game at 3:02. Lopez at second. The first pitch to Roger is a breaking ball outside, ball one. Looks like Roger was going to go around on that and just held up at the last moment. Roger fouls to the second baseman Kindle in the second inning. He's 0-1 in this game. Now, caught set. Here's the next one to repose. Same pitch, but same spot, ball two. Got first base open with Al Downing in the on deck circle. Two down. And they're going to put him on. So Sam Mealy decided. Falling behind 2-0 to repose. The best part of the situation would be to get him on first base and pitch to Al Downing. Well, the second walk given up by Cott. One unintentional and one intentional pass. All right, here's Al Downing. Downing bounced to third in the second inning. One ball game, top of the fourth. Caught now with a sign. Into the stretch, the pitch to Downing. Hit right. Three and a half, Yankees one, Twins one. Now as we move into the bottom of the fourth, let's pause for station identification.
Your attention, please. You are tuned to Yankee Baseball over WOKL Radio, Albany, New York. Thank you.
Okay, we move into the bottom of the fourth inning. Tony Oliva coming on for Minnesota. Oliva, left-hand batter, struck out on the first inning. We got a good one, Joy. Yankees won, Twins won. All right, Downing into the windup. The pitch to Oliva is high, and it's ball one. Pitch to Oliva. Two balls. Now Al Downing into the windup. The 2-0 pitch to Oliva is a shot up the middle basement. Boy, he puts the wood to that one. The 11th straight game that Tony Oliva has hit in. So Oliva with a line single to center field, Now here's Harmon Killebrew, who has one of the three Minnesota hits. He singled to left in the second. Killebrew hits a shot to center field, coming in fast. Here's Repose, he can't get it. That for you. Killebrew hit a single in the center field. Repose came up with it. Oliva went to third. The play was very close at Oliva. To Oliva, rather, or trying to get Oliva at third base. They didn't make it. And on the throw to third, Killebrew went to second. Well, with nobody out, Minnesota has runners at second and third. And the batter, Joe Nosek, who flied to left field in the second. Al Downing running into trouble here. Downing into the windup. The pitch to Nosek is in there. Strike one. Oliva at third. Killebrew at second. Wind blowing dead in from center field. A little bit brisker now. Here's Downing pitch to Nosek. Outside, one and one. One ball, one strike. Yankee infield playing back. Boyer at third. Pepitone at first are in. They'll go to the plate. But Lins and Richardson are back. They want to cut off the ball. Save two runs. Runners at second and third. Nobody out. Downing ready. Into the windup. The 1-1 pitch. High fly ball into short center. Lins going back. Repose coming in. Lins calling for it all the way and takes it. And the runners can't advance. Well, we have one out. Now it'll bring up Jimmy Hall, who flied to right field in the second. Jimmy Hall, who leads the Twins in batting, came into the ball game hitting at 325. Left-hander against the left-hand hitter. First base open. Killebrew at second. Oliva at third. Back-to-back single. Now the Yankee infield on the weak side is in. Richardson is still playing back about halfway. Ball swings and misses. Strike one. So Johnny Keene has pulled Boyer and Lins in. Pepitone is in at first. Richardson halfway at second base. A ground ball, unless it's hit very hard, and Bobby will not have a chance to make a play at the plate. It has to be a fairly brisk ground ball. The other infielders will be able to come to the plate on just about any type ground ball. Here's a one-strike delivery. It's in there, strike two. Gets the sign. Into the windup. The runners move up, and the pitch is high. One ball, two strikes. Well, it's a great spot for the runner at second base with that infielder right in front of him. He can move just as far down as he wants, as long as he keeps his eye on that shortstop. Now Oliva's way up at third base with Boyer giving Hall plenty of the line, and the next one is low by Downing. Two and two. Two balls, two strikes. Downing ready again. Checking Howard. Killebrew and Oliva moving up. The pitch to Hall is a drive to right center. That'll score Oliva. Coming up with it is Lopez. Both runners tag up and move along. And the Twins move out front 2-1. fly, number 52 for Hall. That's the first fly to right field. So it's Minnesota 2 and the Yankees 1. And the batter now with Killebrew at third, Earl Batty the catcher. Batty flies to left field in the second inning. Deep, way out there by the fence. In his 24th run of the year, scores Killebrew. That's the fifth hit for Minnesota. Now here's Jerry Kindle, the second baseman, who struck out in the third. Now Downing sets, pitches to Kindle, fouls this pitch back. Strike one. Minnesota, one run in the third, two in the fourth, take the lead, 3-1. Yankees came up with their run in the top of the first inning. Downing sets again. Pitch to Kindle. It's one on a miss, strike two. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Pepitone playing well behind Batty at first base. Now Downing ready again. Delivers to Kindle, who swings and misses strike three. So for the second time, Jerry Kindle goes down swinging. And for the Twins here in the fourth, two runs, three hits, one man left. And the score after four full innings of play, Minnesota 3, the Yankees 1.
Because your Atlantic Red Ball dealer gives your car the kind of attention you should always expect. With outstanding products like Atlantic Imperial Gasoline and outstanding service, guaranteed service. When you stop at any Atlantic Red Ball station, your Red Ball dealer always cleans your windshield, weather permitting. He'll offer to check your oil, too. Your gasoline purchase is free if he forgets. The offer varies in some states, but never the service. It's always friendly and dependable. And it's for every customer, every time.
Into the top of the fifth inning with the Twins leading 3-1. It'll be Bobby Richardson coming on for the Yankees. Bobby Richardson, 1-for-2. Ready to face Jim Cott, the big left-hander. He's into the windup to pitch to Richie. Ground ball to Rollins off his chest. Bounces on it, up with it, over to Killebrew in time. That ball took a wicked hop off the chest of Rich Rollins, hit the heel of his glove and bounced right up on his chest and then off about 10 feet, and he popped on it and threw Bobby out. So there's one away, and now here's Phil Lynn. Lynn bounced into a double play in the first inning and then bounced to third in the third inning. 0-for-2. Here's Cott again to Lynn. Drive to left center. That's in there for a base hit. Jimmy Hall retrieves the ball, and Lynn's is on with a one-out single to left field. That'll bring up Mickey, who's 2-for-2. Mantle single to center and single to left. So Mickey rejoining the starting Yankees here after a 3-week layoff because of that bad leg. He pinched it only five times during that period. But he is 2-for-2 right now. Shot set. The pitch to Mantle is fouled off down the right field side. Strike one. No balls, one strike, one out. Lenz at first. Shot. Set. Lenz set. The pitch to Mantle. Curve is outside. 1-1. Young Gil Blanco is soft-tossing out on the Yankee bullpen. Scott taking his time. Checks batty. Has a sign. He sets the pitch to Mickey. Is outside. 2-1. 2 balls and a strike. Now Jim Cott again. The pitch to Mantle. It's high. 3-1. Well, you can almost see that Cott is not too delighted about the prospect of throwing the ball over the plate to Mantle. He's trying to hit those spots. That has been just a little bit off. So the count is 3-1 with one away. Lenz at first. It's a 3-1 ball game. Minnesota leading. We're in the top of the fifth inning. All right, Cott set. Here's the pitch to Mantle. Backs him off the plate. Ball four, and the Yankees have runners at first and second. Mickey down to first base. Lenz goes to second, and the batter will be Ellie Howard, who had an infield single and a strikeout. That's the third walk given up by Jim Cott. Has given up 6 hits, walked 3, and struck out 1, and allowed 1 run thus far. All right, Cott ready again. Mantle and Lenz moving off. The pitch to Howard is low, and it's ball 1. Cott again. Set. Attempt to pick off a second. Lenz goes to third base, Mantle to second, and the throw gets away from everybody except Batty, who finally flags it down as it went back into the infield. Oh, the Yankees with one away and a 1-ball count on Elston Howard have runners at second and third, and they're charging. Jim Cott with an error on the attempted pickoff. Plyce and Al Worthington are starting to throw now for the Twins in the bullpen. Okay, Jim Cott steps on the rubber and Elston Howard steps out of the batter's box. Lenz at third, Mantle at second, one away, a 3-1 game, Minnesota leading. We're in the top of the fifth. Cott ready, set, delivers to Howard, it's outside, ball 2, 2-0 the count. Time is called as Rollins goes in to say something to Jim Cott. Might be that manager Sam Mealy wanted to slow Cott down in a vain effort to give his relief troops a little chance to warm up. Well, the got some names on the board. Howdy, Hitchcock and Lemon, South Dakota and Norfolk, Nebraska. A lot of people come here from out of state, as you see. Shot ready again. Here's a 2-0 pitch to Howard. A high pop coming back. Batty digging for it, and he can't get it. Well, it's a 2-1 count to Elson Howard. Lynn's at third. Mantle at second. One away. Jim Cott gets the sign from Batty. Here's a 2-1 pitch to Howard. There's a drive to center field. Way back there. Nostic on his way. And that ball is off the fence. Here comes Lynn. Mantle scores, and Howard is in with a double. We got a tie ball game. That ball was hit 400 feet plus off the center field fence. Drives in two, and we got a 3-3 ball game, and here comes Sam Mealy. RBI's number 21 and 22 for Ellie Howard. Boy, that ball hit into the wind in dead center field. Well, Lynn scores, Mantle scores. It's a 3-3 ball game in the top of the fifth. Looks like we may have a pitching change. Sam Mealy out there talking to Jim Cott, and we're going to have a right-hander. That'll be Al Worthington, who was warming up. So that's all for Jim Cott. Al Worthington against Hector Lopez. Howard at second base, one away, 3-3 ball game. First pitch to Hector is in there for a strike. Set, delivers to Hector. It's strike two called. No balls, two strikes. Another fine crowd here at Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, Minnesota. Al Worthington making his 32nd appearance of the year. A curveball, a beauty. And Lopez is out of it. Strike three by Hector Lopez. Well, Worthington strikes out the first batter he faces. Now that'll bring up Joe Pepitone, who was a late starter for the 1965 All-Star team when Bill Scowron came up injured. See, Worthington has a record of 5-3. Done a fine job for Sam Mealy and the Twins this year as well as last year. First pitch to Pepitone is low and inside, ball one. Al Worthington, the 36-year-old right-hander, hails from Birmingham, Alabama. 6'2", 200 pounds. All right, Worthington once again gets a sign from Batty. Checks hard to pitch to Pepitone. The curveball in there. Good one. 1-1. Hey, one thing, the curve that Worthington throws is a honey. It really snaps. Now Worthington ready once again. He says, here's the 1-1 pitch. Drive to right field. Oliva coming in. Oh! Pepitone is out on a hard line drive to right. But for the Yankees, two runs, two hits, one error, one man left. And the score after four and a half Yankees 3, Minnesota 3. Okay, we're ready to go into the last half of the fifth inning. We got a 3-3 ball game. Yankees with 7 hits. Minnesota has 5. The Twins have made 2 errors. And now, as we get ready to move into the fifth inning, coming on to hit for the Twins, it'll be Al Worthington. And coming on to tell you all about it is Red Barber.
Well, Jerry, why don't we compromise with a more realistic statement and say, tell you something about some of it. So we got a brand shiny new ball game, all sides 3-3. Beautiful day out here in the land of lakes. First man up is the relief pitcher. His ball game to win or lose. Red Worthington came out and got those 2 big outs after Howard had doubled. Jerry told you. Downing pitches inside. Ball 1. Worthington hits right-handed. Well, down in there for the strike. Worthington's been around a long time and four balls since 51. Swings the ground ball to third. A fine backhand and drop by Boyer. The throw and he gets it. Boy, this Boyer really made a play on that one. Fine play. And of course, as you know, Davis can do it. One away, last of the fifth inning. All tied 3-3. Going back to Worthington in a second, does that name ring a bell to you? This is the fellow that came up as a rookie with the Giants in New York in 54, and his first 2 times out, pitched shutout. Then the league caught up with him. Same fellow. Here's Versailles, hit the home run in the third inning to start the scoring for the Twins. Little man hit a home run yesterday with one on, and that was a big blow as the Twins made it 9 straight yesterday afternoon. This one 3-3, terrible outside. Ball 2. Downing, throwing arm left-hander. Pitches high outside, ball 3, and he's behind. And this is the sort of fellow that you don't like to have on the bases because he can run. Besides, ball 4 and he's on. And he's a 10 by 10 fella. He's got 10 home runs. He's also got 10 stolen bases. This is the first man that Downing has walked. And there's Rollins, right-hand hitting third baseman. Came into the ballgame hitting a 233. He's 0 for 2. He has top 2 of them right back to Downing. Pitches as a foul back. Right one. I'm certain that my colleague in this order, Messrs. Garrett, Viola, and Coleman, have told you what a beautiful day it is. And this is a part of the country, friends, that as far as summer weather is concerned, a lot of people think it's worth living out here the year round just to have it. And I'm not joking. The air is just clean, crisp. Pleasure to breathe it. Throw over to first, nothing done. Pitch, there he goes. There's a ground ball to third. He's a long second coming on to third. And Martin's going to bring him in. Pavel fumbles the ball, and he scores. Second. The runner broke on a hit and run play, and Rollins banged the ball inside third base down the left field line. Billy Martin brought the runner in, and after he had put up the green light, Matt Hull then fumbled the ball. But Mickey is not being charged with an error, although the scorer could have given him one. Pitch low inside. Ball one. They give Rhines a hit and run single. A run batted in. Mattel is not charged with the error. And have Rhines going to second base on the throw to the plate, which was not nearly in time. And it is 4-3. McCollum the count. Oliva fouls it off. Strike one. They put on Rollins as a single into left field and advancing to second on the throw. They will run batted in and have the side scoring from first on a hit and run single all the way. Oliva pitch inside, ball two. This is the fellow who won the batting championship last year, the rookie, Tony Oliva, left-hand batter. Singled into center field to start the two-run fourth inning. He's hit safely in his last 11 games. Seems to be on his way. Before the ball game, he was presented by league president Joe Cronin with a silver bat. Swings and fouls it out of play. The silver bat is presented annually to the batting champion by the Louisville Slugger people. Mr. Hilda can grab the bat company. Silver bat award. Tony really earned it. The only time in this league a rookie was ever the batting champion. All right, 4-3, favor the Twins. They won 9 straight until the Yankees beat them last evening on Boyer's Grand Slammer. Pitch is high, inside, ball three. The Twins in this past week have opened things up. They're now leading by 4 games over Cleveland. Cleveland, around a cropper, they've lost 3 out of 3 so far to the Angels. We've got to play them again today. Strike three, and Oliva is called out. 6 strikeout for Browning. Gives him 94 for the year, and the official scorer, instead of giving Rollins a single and advancing on the throw, now gives him a double, as he realizes that Mantle had his throw in the second, couldn't have stopped him. To make that a double for Rollins in the left. Here's ball two. And the fans, of course, are booing in mock seriousness. We all understand the strategy, but just it would not to see Mr. Muscles hit. There's ball four, and Killer goes off to first. Now we have a fine young rookie, Joe Mossick, N-O-S-S-E-K, who's moved into the platooning. All right, Sam Neely. We'll set the other games for you at the end of this inning. But 4-3, favor the first places. The Yankees are just 1 percentage point above the Angels, and we're in 7. Attender Downing. This is too high to this right-hand hitter, Joe Nostic. Ball one. Wallen just got this big base hit. Here's his second. A ground ball to third. Boy, off to the ghost to second, and they got the fourth to third up. Two. We got the out on Killebrew, 5-4 he's scoring. Boyer to Richardson. And this would have been a rubber inning, but for the hitting opening play for Boyer on Worthington. One run, one hit, and totals at the end of five. For the Twins, four runs, six hits, and two errors. And for the Yankees, three runs, seven hits, and no errors. Next, a pause for base identification. Needed. The White Sox in Baltimore rained out. Most of it Washington rained out. In the National League, San Francisco, Philadelphia rained out. And the Houston doubleheader at Chase Stadium rained out. Nothing has begun yet in the American League. Singles, Cleveland at L.A. and Detroit at Kansas City. In the National League, first of a doubleheader, the Dodgers won it at Pittsburgh 4-2. Koufax pitched it all the way to become the first major league pitcher to win 15. Single game and the sixth inning. Milwaukee at Cincinnati is scoreless, although Aaron has just homered in the seventh with one on for the Braves. So they have now two. In the first of a doubleheader, St. Louis at Chicago. Last of the seventh, the Cubs leading 3-0. That's it. This one is 4-3, and relief pitcher Worthington, who has won five and lost three coming out of the bullpen, is his ball game to win. It's the last day of the batting order. Boyer, Repose, and then Downing. The defense is straight away on Peters. He's 0-2. His grand slam home run last evening made it a much happier Yankee ball club. Bunt to the curve, misses. Strike one. We went in the clubhouse briefly after the afternoon game yesterday, which the Yankees lost 4-1. And the silence was so complete you could have cut it with a knife. Curve low. And if the Yankees had lost that game last evening instead of winning it, had they lost it, as far as it is, back into the Radisson Hotel in downtown Minneapolis, out of Walker. But the bus was very gay. Wonderful what a wind can do. Everything everybody on the bus said last night was just ludicrously funny. Hal Rennick is throwing in the Yankee bullpen in the event the team wants to hit for Downing. And two balls, one strike. Worthington delivers. Right two. That was a sinker. Two pitch. Serve low outside, ball three. They have here on their scoreboard bulletin a custom of saluting the towns from the various states that come here. And the Twins draw from eight states here in the upper Midwest. And this is a vibrant franchise, a vibrant, strong part of our country. As a ground ball that is hit foul. Right now on the board, they're saluting Devil's Lake, Michigan, Hendo, and Petersburg, North Dakota. Twins draw from Nebraska, Wyoming, Iowa, North and South Dakota, Wisconsin, Montana, Minnesota. And the beginning of the serious troubles of the franchise at Milwaukee stems to the inception of the franchise here in Minnesota. This is the thing that did it. 3-2 pitch. We're inside. Ball four. The Boyer gets on with a tying run to start the sixth. Release Mr. Worthington, Washington. And here's the Repose, fine young rookie center fielder. Yankees brought him up from Toledo. Last night, he was 4-for-5. Today, he's 0-for-1. Went into this ballgame hitting at 302. with a slugging percentage of 744. We just mentioned the safety Twins draw from. They also draw very heavily from Southern Canada. And a ball club at Milwaukee now is not going to change it, because any ball club at Milwaukee, if they ever get another one, is going to be in this fight between the Twins up here and Chicago. This is low. I think you can see it most directly in what has happened to the radio and TV coverage. Stations do not want the Milwaukee coverage. They want this one. They hook up here, radio from 55 stations, including 50,000 watts of WTCO here in Minneapolis, WOW in Omaha, WHO in Des Moines, a very fine, powerful station, KBAL in Duluth. Boy, this is some part of our world out here. Ray Bosch has moved out on deck with a stick, apparently to hit for Downing. The throws up, swings and misses. Like two, low curveball into the chin. Oh, my, that's amazing that they're now on the board. See, hello, Minnie Walkan, Munich, Hugh Rockwood, and Minot, North Dakota. This is the Minnehaha country, you know. Shining big seawater. They got a statue up this way, Minnehaha. Another statue to the father of waters, the Mississippi. They're called such great. And the pole such a good. Two strikeouts to Williams. And here's the announcement about Barker hitting for Downing. Ray Barker hitting for Downing. The attendance figures in the background. 35,263. 35,263. And four, great day, throw in the 30s. We'll add them up for you in a minute. Somebody doesn't do it for us. Now let's see, we got one out here in the sixth. And Barker picks low inside, ball one. That's an hitter. He's hitting 245. He's done very well since Huff traded Gabe Paul for him. Pedro Gonzalez. He's 23 hits to 94 at bat. There's a line drive into left center. Hall goes over. Can't get it. It's a base hit. And Barker pinch hits the single, which moves Boyer, the tying run, to second base. 4-3 ball game favor the Twins. So the battle carries on. The Barker drills one to left center. It's number one off Welling. Now we have the top of the order, Bobby Richardson. Pitch is a ground ball right back to the pitcher. Welling knocks it down. Recover close to first. Richardson is out. The runner's moved. So we have two down. Two out. Boyer is at third base. Barker, who just pinched the single, is at second. And here's Phil Lenz, who got a base hit his last time up. And he and Mantle scored in the fifth. And the Yankees then tied it at 3-3. Last in the fifth, the Twins added one, and that's what it is now, 4-3. Mantle coming back for the first time starting since the 22nd of last month. And Mickey has had two singles on the walk. Has scored two runs. Lynn stroking the bat, right-hand batter. Wearing his pitch. Curve too low. Ball one. Worthington relieving. This is ball game to win or lose. Bill Price, left-hander, in the bullpen for the Twins. He's staying ready. He's been up a couple of innings before. Lynn's at the high popper. There's the first baseman, Philibert, waiting. He has it, and Kendall, the second base, are almost bumping. That's all for the threat. No runs, one hit, two left. No errors. And at the end of five and a half, the score, Minnesota 4, and New York 3.
bullpen. In fact, he's on the mound right now. That starts to warm up of Howard to get ready for the last of the sixth inning. Twins leading 4-3. Rennick, this is a bullpen man. This is his 31st ball game, and his record is 1-4. Beautiful day. Ideal temperature. No wind. And for the Yankees, this is the big day they've been looking forward to for 2 weeks. Going home day. There'll be four of the players who'll stay back for the All-Star game. General Manager Ralph Hawk will be here. Manager Keene will stay. Bob Fischel, Charge of Public Relations, will stay. Bill Burgess, Stadium Superintendent, is here, and he will stay. And most of the Yankees going home will gather up their families, and we'll have an enjoyable break at that Goshen's, which is something they've been doing year after year. Last of the sixth inning, it will be Hall, Batty, and Kendall for the Twins. Jimmy Hall, left-hand hitter. And he's been the hitter for them this year. Went into the ballgame at 325. To go for one, sacrifice flag got in a run in the fourth inning. Was close to 1-1 tie. He's a trim-looking fellow with very wide shoulders. And such a small waist that his teammates call him the Wedge. He throws the bunt up toward first base. Covers on field. It throws not in time. He's deep running to the bag. And it's a base hit. On the first pitch, he pulled that ball wide of first base. So it is a single for Hall, who leads the league in total bases. He caught a pass in this series. Tom Trech, not the partner. Earl Batty, who singled and knocked in a run in the fourth inning. Batty went into the ballgame at 3:09. He'll be the starting catcher for the American League this Tuesday. When they expect with their new left field fans, a crowd of 50,000 counting Sandy. Go outside, ball one. Strong right-hand batter. They've had him on a severe diet. Not only got the pounds off, but he's keeping them off. There he goes. Now, his weight got so serious that Carol Griffith, who runs his ball pad, has just intimated a matter of dollars and cents. This is worth a few thousand dollars to Batty. Just a few. And he soon found out that those pounds are too expensive. Swings and has the ball here at the right center field. It's going to be trouble. And wait a second. It's been caught off by Lopez. Lopez went in. Repose couldn't make it. But Hector went in and one-handed it in the alley in right center. So a fine catch by Lopez. Second fine fielding play by New York. Boyer had one at third base in the fifth inning. Well, we have one out. And here is Kendall, the second baseman, who's twice been out and struck out. Mother Richardson comes in to talk to Rennie. Speaking about Richardson talking, he was out talking to Kendall's Sunday school class this morning. All right, 4-3 in favor of the Twins. The pitch is swung on, and he's hit him. Stopped by Billy Martin on a double. Mattel receiving. Still, it's a double by Kendall inside third base. One out here in the last of the sixth inning. Julie, Sitchie, Warrington coming out. Runners at second and third. Worthington now will try and help himself. It's his ball game to win.
The Yankees have their infield up, hoping to cut off the runner at third, Jimmy Hall. Runner delivers, and there is a curve bunted. The out-and-out squeeze play was not on. The safety squeeze, which means that the runner from third comes down one or two steps, stops. If the ball is dumped fair, he can come on if he thinks he can make it. If he doesn't think he can make it, he can go back. Now, if he has an option. On the joyside squeeze, which people call the squeeze play, he has no option. He starts to come to top speed, and he's either alive or dead. All right, strike one. Renneth is trying to lace on his shoe. When we got a hole, we want to give you some attendance figures because the Yankees have been going, starting with a doubleheader Monday. Figures are quite impressive, quite weighty. Strike one pitch. Serve high inside. Ball one. One and one. Ball on the strike. I saw in the paper this morning that Frank Thomas, the death irrevocable waivers on him at Philadelphia, had been claimed by Houston. He now belongs to the Astros, who, by the way, got rained out of a doubleheader at New York today. Worthington backs out. Renneth is in no hurry, and the hitter gets restless. Now we are ready. The two adversaries face each other. The pitch. Head on. Missed a fair ball. Boyer came charging, guessing that the squeeze was on. But it won. If Worthington had hit that ball, Boyer might have had fewer teeth than Pepitone had in Detroit. Okay, one ball, two strikes. One out. Runs to second and third. The infield is in. Many pitches, and Worthington fouls it off. Still 1-2. At the end of the first inning, Detroit playing a single at Kansas City. 1-1. Cleveland is getting ready to start in 5 minutes at Los Angeles. Worthington is out. Now steps in the box. Now comes that. Looks at third. Pitches. Outside. They bluff the squeeze play. But it was going to be the safety. And here is the advantage of the safety. Worthington squared around the box. Ball only took one step. And then when the pitch was wide, which Worthington had the election on because the suicide squeeze was not ordered, he took it for ball two. Ball then slipped back into third. Now let's see what goes 2-2. Then he pitches outside. Ball three, and again they have the safety squeeze on. Worthington again was going to bunt and took it. And Hall again stepped off and stepped back. Well, will manager Mealy keep it on? We will soon know. You will not have to wait until tomorrow for the next installment. 3-2 pitch. He swings, fouls it back. No bunt. Against Rennie, here in the last of the six, replacing Downing. A beautiful bunt single by Hall. Managed fly ball, which could have caused a lot of trouble. It looked all the way like it was going to be a double until Lopez one-handed it. And then we have the double by Kendall. So we have runners at second and third. Infield is up. Renneth, after due deliberation, is ready. Pitches. He swings and grounds it foul with the third base coach, Billy Martin. Same ball left in play. The first game of a doubleheader, the Dodgers won at Pittsburgh 4-2, and Koufax went all the way for his 15th win.
He's the first in the majors to hang up that many. Single game end of seven. The Braves two on a home run by Henry Aaron, and the Reds nothing. End of seven, first game. Cubs six, Cardinals nothing. Strike three, curveball, swinging. The run is finally at the disposal of him. Now we have two down, and the hitter is Zolo Vasales. And he hits the home run in the third, and walked and scored on a double, a hit run play in the fifth. He hit the home run that was the winning margin in yesterday afternoon's ball game, when the Twins extended their winning cycle through nine, and the Yankees won last evening. The plate umpire, Ed Hurley, wants a new baseball. By the way, Ed Hurley is a Shields representative of Shields and Company, make cologne, aftershaves, etc. And to the surprise and pleasure of the Yankees, he had a gift package of both cologne and aftershave of Dante for each Yankee in the clubhouse Friday night. The Fales fouls it back. So, irrespective of the one and lost record for this two-week trip, this will be a sweet-smelling ball club getting off the plane at 10 o'clock tonight. As far as the win and loss is concerned, right now the Yankees are at 8-8. So this one is big from any time. But now they're going to walk for sale. Like they're mad, but they're not. They understand. Okay, 3-1. After the 3-1 pitch, it's bad to put in a fool with him. He's hot. And here comes Rollins, who doubled his last trip. We have two outs. This is rather unusual strategy, and I guess it is predicated only on the basis that Matthias is red hot. He's been a tough man in this series. Rollins, who can be rough, rather smallish as Major League hitters go, right-hand batter. Ramos and Hamilton are working in the Yankee bullpen. With the All-Star law coming up, the team doesn't have to try and save anybody. Renneth is ready. Third is guided down to third. Boy is up with it. Stepped on third base for the third out. Still it works. And it's a threat which is about that. Dodge, Rollins to the fourth. No run, two hits. And the score at the end of six. The Twins four, and the Yankees three. And now on to the next portion of the ball game, brought to you by Winston. Looking for good taste in a filter cigarette? Then you want to change to Winston. And change for good. For good, rich taste every time. Livingston on the mound here at Minnesota, and we'll pause for station identification.
Your attention, please. You are listening to Yankee Baseball over WOKO 1460, Albany, New York. Thank you.
Well, the Yankees have been putting the hay in the barn this week, starting Monday at Detroit. Paid there was 24,500. Wednesday, it was almost 24,000. Tuesday, 22,000. Oh, I got you right. Starting Monday at the double header was 40,000. Tuesday 22, Wednesday 24, and Thursday 24. And the total for the 4 days of Detroit, 110,553. Now let's come over here, and we've had crowds of 30,500, 36,500, 36,000. Today, 35,263 for a total of 138,204. So, starting with Monday and through today, in these two cities,
Yankee road attendant is almost a quarter of a million, 248,757. So I'd say a few people want to see him. Now we have Mantle leading off the seventh inning, coming up for his first time as a left-handed hitter. Against Jim Cott, a left-hander who started, Mantle had two singles and a walk batting right. Now he's hitting left. Worthington. One strike on him. Veteran relief man delivers, and Mickey hits the ground ball to the right side. Second baseman Kendall up with it and has plenty of time to kill a brew, and Mantle is out. Over swinging on that one. Retired to start Mantle's in the cellar. In the clubhouse today, Manager Keene asked Mickey if he could start, and Mickey said yes, and John Pompey wrote him in. Elston Howard, a single and a double, and his double knocked in two runs and tied the game in the fifth inning. Worthington gives him a strike. Curve is low, ball wise. Elston has his 9-year-old son with him, and he's going to keep him through the All-Star game. Little Ellie is having the time of his life, but going back on the bus last night, he was a real sleepy little boy. That's one and two. That's count. Worthington working smoothly, delivers. Low, ball two. 2-2. The total to 4-8-2. Minnesota. 3-8-0. New York. Third low, outside full count. But for an error at the plate by Batty in the first inning. Score would be 4-2 if you want to know how the pitching is going. They pay off on runs, no matter how you get them. So you play this game as human beings, and every so often somebody's going to drop one. That's a great part of the charm of it. The pitch. No, outside ball four, and Howard is on. Second ball given up by Worthington. And again for the Yankees, the tying run gets the board. And there's Hector Lopez, who's had a very strong series. Put an opposite field home run last evening. He has a single and a walk and a strikeout. He's 1-for-2 today. Shuts up the save. And then visits with Worthington. Now the left-handed Pike is up again for Minnesota. Mealy won't hold anybody back this afternoon either. It's a high outside. Ball one. Oh, I just happened to think. Before ballpark ring down today, I would say we're going to have a pretty well rested all star squad Tuesday. Come what may. That's a fun on a miss, that ball. Let's see. Houston, New York, San Francisco, Philadelphia. They'll all be rested. The National League, American League, White Sox, Orioles, Red Sox, Boston. They'll be rested. Lopez, set message. Strike two, 1-2. Howard is first. One out. Top of the seventh. Clipstein is in the bullpen also for the Twins. John enjoyed 9 2/3 innings relieving without giving up a hit. Came on last night, bases loaded, boom, boy up. Took care of that. Grand slammer. Curve is low to Hector. Ball two. 2-2. The Yankees are home starting Thursday evening with Washington.
Thursday and Friday night. Saturday, ladies' day, and Sunday, single. The Gil Hodges and Company. Sir, Paldol. Hodges had a funny thing happen to him at Washington. An outfielder named Don Locke, who was in quite a slump. When Hodges was pitching batting practice, and Locke had a line drive that hit Hodges right between the horns. The only satisfaction Gil could get was, well, that's the best that Locke hit a ball in a month. And ball drilled to left field. Base hit for Hector Howard, trying to tie run. Stops at second base. The ball comes into third from Jimmy Hall. So Hector is second hit today, single to left. Going back to that Don Locke episode of a line drive hitting his manager in batting practice. Locke said that, but don't you know that's how it is when you're in a slump? The one ball you do hit hits the manager, knocks him out. Hector Batty out talking to Worthington. There are two fellas already set in the bullpen. If it's Prince Waterman, wait, here comes number 14, Sam Mealy, on his way to the mound. Sam doesn't want this one today very much. Not much. Mealy's come to the mound. He has not made a signal yet. Now puts his hands on his hip. Now he motions. He wants the left-hander to come in. So this will be Bill Plyce, Pleis. He's sending for the left-hander. So Worthington is out. Now for the red hair, this gives him two innings plus relieving. And one down here in the seventh. He took over for Cott. There's the announcement on Plyce. Plyce has won four, lost two. This will be his 22nd ball game. He relieved through his first 17 assignments. Then was given two starts. Announcement is talking about Tepetol and his all-star squad record. Well, I give you a little background on this. They're making the announcement now a day sooner than they meant to. We're sitting down in the press room about noon, and Jerry Coleman had the pregame show on television, and his show was quite properly. The obvious one, he's going to have all of the Yankees and the Twins who are on the All-Star squad on. And he was detailing them off, and Harold Rosenthal of the Herald Tribune says, well, what about Tepetol? And Jerry said, well, what about him? He says, well, he's on it. Come on, search. So Mr. Goldman didn't hesitate. He went and got the new man and had him on. He didn't want to miss anybody. Bob Fisher just came by to him. He said, you fellas have it on radio and television about Tepetol? He said, the league hasn't confirmed it. And legally, all of the bases had not been checked. But by alertness in certain quarters, the matter has been forced. And you just heard the announcement. Now I ran into Chuck Hinton 2 days ago. Now we have Bill Plyce, Little left-hander. Sign, Fosno in the bullpen back of him. And it's up to Mr. Papadone. Boy, he's had a week, hasn't he? Boy, the Detroit folks got to know him, and Minnesota folks know him now. And goes up. For the Yankees, who are trying to get back in this thing with the Twins leading 4-3. Runners at first and second. Hector Lopez, a single. Howard has walked at the second. Sent around toward right. Mark delivers, and Pepperton steps on the curve. That one. Here in inning seven. Right, no great hurry. Cassetti at third is coaching Howard down off second. Benson is first. He's coaching Lopez off first. The pitch is... go outside. Another breaking ball. One and one. One ball. One strike. Twice. Rather smallish top four. The wind has changed. It was blowing out to right. It's now blowing back from right. It's just a... little wind, not much. 1-1 pitch. Strike two. Got the outside. Pepperton is unhappy. He's turning around to play that far hurry. Saying, I don't care if you did give me that Donnie aftershave. I don't like the call. All right, 1-2. The Texas went home with him on a 9-8 record on the road for the 2 weeks. Pepperton takes low outside, breaking ball, ball two. The Twins who won 9 of their last 10. Trying to nail this one down on a real cut commanding lead for the next half a week. The Twins are firmly convinced, and so are their supporters out here, that they can win it. 2-2 pitch. Pepperton a pitcher back to the mound. The throw goes to first base. Pepperton's out. Twice was going to throw to second, and he scared the customer. They were. They could see that he didn't have a play, and you could hear him move. He just took the look. Then he threw the first. He had that time to look around, count the house. So Pepperton's out. Tapping back to the pitcher. Lopez moves to second, and Howard, the all-important tying run, moves to third. And we have two down. First base is open, and here's Boyer. His Van Flamel last night wrecked the joint. And the Twins winning streak. Let's see, Batty is motioning to first base. They don't want any part of Boyer, who's been the hot man for the last 2 weeks. He's had a great trip. Go ahead, delivered base on ball to Mark. And Boyer is soon be off. In a moment, we'll be three on, two out. Roger Repose, left-handed batter. Two ball three. Right, comes set. And ball four. So here's Repose, who was caught at the firecracker last evening. He got hit the first four times up. They finally stopped him his last at bat. He was 4-for-5. He went into today's game with a slugging percentage of .744. That means you had all the bases up against your total at bat. Tall, strong, quick-handed, left-hand hitter. Three on now for New York. This is a big point in the ball game right here. Third pitcher for Neely. Little left-hander, Bill Price, C-L-E-I-S. Two out. The pitch is... he butted at it and missed it. Third ball. Strike one.
You don't often see a bunt like that with three on because it's too easy to make a fourth back at the plate. Nice strike one. Howard, off third. Lopez, off second. Boyer, off first. Earl Batty, the catcher, giving the sign. Mike delivers, and he cuts and misses at the pair. Strike two. We have Ed Hurley back at the plate. On the bases, we have Flaherty, DeMuro, and Newmont. And DeMuro at second base is going to stay there. He's going to be the all-star umpire at second base. Excuse me. Now Hurley goes out to the mound. He wants to talk to Price. I'll look at the baseball. Let's see. He's just talking to him. Now he's starting back. I don't know what he told him. Something about how he's throwing rubber, I guess. You know, pitching is a very hard trade to learn. There are so many little things that you can do wrong. You can get more trouble on the mound than you can realize. It's a while to learn it. That's why it's so very rare that you have young pitchers. Real young pitchers. There's a pitch in the dirt back to the stands. In comes a tying run. So Price trying to get too much on it, threw it in the dirt low outside. It's a wild pitch. And Howard scores under his 4-4. And here we go again. Boy, this one has been rough as a cob all afternoon. Through a wild pitch. Boyer goes to second base. Lopez goes to third. But most importantly, Howard scores. And it's even again. The wild pitch, of course, is charged to Pike. The run is charged to Worthington. And Worthington now can't be the winning pitcher. He's also responsible for the runner at third. Pike delivers and repose. Six, strike three. Boy, what happened before that last pitch? One big run. One hit. Four. And a 6.5. Is 4-4.
Golden Tobaccos, Winston. Full flavor, Winston. Good taste. That's why.
When I change to Winston, I change for good, cause I got good taste like I knew I would.
Winston tastes good, like it should.
When you change to Winston, change for good.
Cause Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should.
Winston tastes good, like a
cigarette should.
Full flavored.
Winston.
Talking about the attendance figures, the people that have paid to see the Yankees this past week, which is almost a quarter of a million, 248,757. Today's page, which is 35,263, which is the Yankee road paid, solidly above the 900,000 mark. They all want to see them. Right now, the Twins are just as soon not see them anymore for today. This is too tough. 4-4. In the last of the seventh inning, it'll be Oliva up against Al Rennett, and it's Rennett's ball game to win or lose. His record is 1-4. Rennett and Price are now pitching the record. Beautiful, beautiful day. Empty around 80.
Wind blowing up from center field now, but very likely.
Oliva, left-hand hitter. Picked outside, ball one. Tony, with a base hit to center in the fourth inning, has hit his last 11 games. This is a defending batting champion. And he's now rolling for the first time, really, this year. Bennett, being quite deliberate, pumps. There's a ground ball, wide of third, left field, base hit. For Oliva, opens up the last of the seventh with a single. Boy, he's hit that thing all around. This gives him 2 for 4. He was 4 for 5 last night. Had 8 hits now in this series. Third hit off Rennie. Yankee bullpen is back in action. Ramos and Hamilton. Right and left hander, respectively. And here is Killebrew, who has had 2 singles and a deliberate walk. He's a big man out here in the upper Midwest. Takes a curve outside. Ball one. This is the end of the 2-week trip for the Yankees. They're all going back tonight, except those fellows staying for the All-Star game. Road Secretary Bruce Henry has his book, Northwest Airlines, flight 230, arriving at Kennedy at 10 o'clock. A ball hit out foul in the right field stand. Strike one, 1-1. Secretary Henry is going to stay here for the All-Star game, so one of the trainers, Don Seager, will act for it. In this series, we just checked it. Oliva has gone 9 for 18. 9 for 18. He's in first base. That's a hot bat. Rennie busting around at the mound. Kilbrew waiting at the plate. The pitch is a foul back. Kilbrew was falling away from an inside slant, glanced his back. New ball is taken halfway out to the mound by plate umpire Hurley. Here and all the surrounding states are excited about this ball club. You can feel it everywhere you go. And pulsating vibrancy. 1-2 pitch. Swung on a ground ball foul to the third base coach, Billy Martin. Jim Lemon is coaching over his first. Sam Mealy, talking before the ball game, says that he sure hopes things the first week in October go in threes. He's going to move into a brand new house first week in October. He's going to have his 5th child the first week in October. And what do you think the third thing he wants the first week in October? One, two, pitch. Swung on. There's a drive out to left field. Mattel coming over toward the foul line. The ball is not too deep, and it is foul and out of play. Every time that Killebrew swings and the ball goes into the air, they really let loose out here. Now Howard goes out to talk to Rennie. He's probably going out to say, "Hal, do you know that Minneapolis has more building every day than any other city in the United States except New York?" Or he might have said, "You know, the University of Minnesota here has got more on-campus students than any university in the country." Or he might have said, "You know, you ought to be careful. You're pitching at the headwaters of the Mississippi River, boy." He probably just went out and said one word, "Killebrew." Now run if he's ready. 1-2-3. Hold on in this. Strike 3. Strike him out with a low outside hook. One out. That's the center. Second strikeout for now since he came on replacing Downing. And now we're going to get a pinch hitter. And here is this big left-hand hitting first baseman, Don Mincher.
He hit a couple of home runs out here. Friday night and last night, with the bases loaded, hit a line drive that took a second flight right on over Repose's head. And second baseman Richardson comes to the mound to talk to Rennie. There's Johnny Keene coming out. And with Mealy making a move with a left-hand batter, Keene, I think, is going to bring in his left-handed specialist, Hamilton. And Hamilton, by his own admission, is rough on left-handed hitters. So, the battle wages. But there's no reason to have a contest about the next situation in the radio world. We'll just pause for state identification.
Your attention, please. You are tuned to Yankee Baseball over WOKO Radio, Albany, New York.
Steve Hamilton being announced, and he's just coming out of the bullpen. Now number 21 going back to the dugout on the top. Howard remains to check the battery sign. And now Elston is going back to the plate. Hamilton is a very well-educated man. He's a college professor, has his master's, teaches at his alma mater, Morehead State. Well, anyhow, the hunt that Hamilton is after starts with a fellow by the name of Mincha, who's got a bat in his hand. Left-handed hitter. It's a 4-4 ball game. Yankees is trying to get turned around, and the Twins are trying to really turn it on the whole league. They're leading by four games. Mitchell, left-hand hitter, takes Hamilton's first pitch. Low outside, ball one. Oliva, the second hitter of the day, is at first base, one out. Hamilton, very tall, 6'7". He was a professional basketball star. Gets the pitch over for a strike, 1-1. Well, that's a couple of left-handers in one room, isn't it? Hamilton and Blanco. Steve says, 13 feet of left-handed pitching. Big fella delivers, curve low outside, ball 2-1. Nicholson beats the possum, right-hander in the bullpen for New York. Was the winning pitcher last evening. Hamilton saved him. Oliva, who can scamper, leads off first. Hamilton, left-hander, gets a good look at him. Pepitone holding the bag. The pitch swung on. Hit deep up for a right field. It is close to the wall, and it is foul, but out of here. Ooh. There's a phrase somewhere I've heard about who do we worry, and that was dedicated to the Yankee dugout right then. When that big first baseman hit that one, he just did hook out of here, pulled it foul. He has creamed a couple already in this series. Now, it is 2-2. And that Hamilton struck a foot. 2-2 count, 4-4 ball game. One out, last of the seventh. Hamilton pitch, curve, swung and missed. Strike. 3. So, work him out. Now we have 2 down. And here's Jimmy Hall, another left-handed hitter. Jimmy batted in the run with a sacrifice fly, then got a bunt single. He's 1-2. He's the real damaging hitter all season for this ball club. He leads the league now in total bases. He passed Craig in this series in that department. And Trish is unable to play in this game. There's 2 games that Tom has been out of. He's got a bad knee. When he had the 2 that he played, he limped around him. Hamilton pitch. Curve, swung on and missed. Right off the end of the bat. Strike 1. Oliva at first with 2 out. Here, stated into right on Hall, who wears the 7 for the Twins.
There goes a lever. The pitch is taken. There's Howard's throw, and he steals it. Good hit. Good. He overthrew the bag, and he's called out. DeLauro first called him safe, and then he slid past. He couldn't hold the bag with his hand. He doesn't argue. He just throws his cap down. He is mad. On Oliver in the thigh, had it going, and then his hand slipped off, and Bobby Richardson said, hello. Score at the end of 7. 4-4.
Don Mintz is a good pinch hit for center fielder Master, remains in at first base. So Killebrew, who was at first, goes out to left field, and Hall, who started the game in left, moves into center. So that's how the Twins reset it. Bill Price, little left-handed relief pitcher, just wild pitching the tying run last frame, got there. It is up to, Hamilton is now giving way, and Tom Trash, who couldn't start, is going to hit for Hamilton. So Hamilton bailed the Yankees out. Last of the seventh. Up the Twins, and here is Trash, who is going to hit for Hamilton, which means a new man out of the Yankee bullpen the last half of the inning. Trash hitting at 277. Hitting right-hander. Trash delivers, and Tom fouls it in the dirt. Hamilton got the job done. Ramos alone is warming up for New York, so apparently it will be key. Last half of this eighth inning. 4-4 tie. Price pitches, and Price hits a high foul deep back to first base. And there's Mitch, the first baseman. And he's got it. The Tom fouled out to the first baseman. And now we have Richardson, who is 1-4-4. Now I've got some news in Detroit. They're just elated. His wife, who is planning to come to water ski, called and said that their two little boys just tucked into water ski. The Richardsons have a little houseboat down in South Carolina. There are door people. Price pitches and shows low inside. Ball one. Richardson got the houseboat through Cruzetti, who knew a man. You tell me, if Cruzetti doesn't know a man, you might as well stop looking. Pitch low, ball two. Two balls, no strike. One out, you're in the eighth. Things going wrong rather quietly. Little left hander pitches over for the strike. 2-1. You can get a book on the flight. They call you physical specification. Five 10, weighs 175. And that's a pretty good size fellow, except in baseball. That's small in this game, especially for a pitcher. 2-1 pitch. Outside, ball three. 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Man has to be exceptionally good in baseball. Pitches ball four. And Richardson runs away to first base. A walk. Second pass, giving up a fly. And here, speaking of walking, comes number 14, manager Sam Neely. It doesn't suit him. Well, you get in a 4-4 ball game, you're fighting to bat in first place. And Neely, I think, is already pointed down to the bullpen. He wants a right-hander. That's the flip sign. Johnny Kickstein.
Lean right-hander. An old throw. Done an excellent job. He's gone over 9 innings by giving up a hit. Until Boyer lowered the boom on his first pitch last evening. One out on Richardson, who can run, is the first base. There's Lynn. Has one hit. There's a throw to first. Doesn't do it. A left-hander, a young left-hander, Fosno in the bullpen for Minnesota. Lynn takes a strike. Strike one. I guess you're wondering about our man Rizzuto. He's got a very bad throat. He's had a cold all week. Covered in his throat. We all agreed he'd better rest it today and then get it by into the next 4 or 5 days and have it straightened out by Thursday. Outside. Pitch out. Throw it out of first. And Richardson back. One ball, one strike. Bill was here at the park start of the ball game. Lay ears, we realize that we ought not to do any more talking today. All right, step time. All right, now they're ready. 50. Right. Two. Third. Swinging. Step time. The fourth pitcher for the Twins. Rollins is third. 1, 2, 3. Curve, swing, strike three off the end of the bat. So, a big second out. And now we have Mantle, who went back into the starting lineup today for the first time since June 22. He missed starting in 20 ball games. In that third, he pinched it 5 times. Mantle has 2 singles and a walk, and a ground out second to third. He's hitting left-hander for the second time. He got his hit and his walk, hitting right-hander. I started to subscribe. Mickey tested the chair. We had Cobb, Worthington, Price, and now Subscribe for the Twins. The Yankees, Browning, Winters, and Hamilton, and we've got another one coming up because they hit for Hamilton. The ball is examined by Pedro Parhurley and discarded. Four times. Richardson taking his lead at first with 2 outs. Pitchman comes set. Pitches. Amaro hits the ground foul to the first base pitcher. Ben Benson. And pitches much time for everybody to get ready now. And there's the 2 strike pitch coming again. First. And just a second, and Mickey goes into the dugout. 53, Mosquito going to left field. Score at the end of 7, 4-4. Raymond is thrown out of the bullpen. Mosquito, as I told you, has gone to left, and they're announcing over the PA that Ramos will hit in Mantle's spot, the number 3 position. And he'll be pitching first off. Last half of the 8th inning, 4-4 ball game to Jimmy Hall, the 10-hitting center fielder. Hall has 1 hit out of 2 official at bats. He's batted in the run with a sacrifice fly. Jimmy Hall. Tim Lesner's hitter. Right-hander Ramos delivers, and pitches inside, ball one.
Ramos was with this ball club. He came to Minnesota with it from Washington. Then was dropped on to Cleveland from Cleveland. And a trade for Ralph Terry. Came to the stadium last year just in time, along with Stoudemire to nail that punter down. Pitches, fair, far, and over. Over in the National League, Koufax won his 15th as the Dodgers won their first game at Pittsburgh 4-2. And at the end of four innings of the second, the Dodgers are leading 2-1. Milwaukee just won the single game at Cincinnati 2-1 on Henry Aaron's home run. So, this takes the Reds out of first place, puts the Dodgers back in there. Pitches over for a strike. One ball, two strikes. First of a doubleheader, the Cubs beat the Cardinals 6-0 in the opener. They have not begun the second. Famous looking at the scoreboard as though he was checking the other game. This one here is hanging 4-4. Big one for each game. Pitcher is far back. It is one ball, two strikes. Billy Martin wearing number one, coaching down the third. And of course, how he got that one is quite a story. In years past, in other ball clubs, he always wore one. The number he wants and likes. He didn't have one as the coach. Pitch it outside, ball two. Ball strike three. We'll turn to that for in a second. Now here's Batty coming on. They were announcing that Mickey's second run scored today is the 1,500th Major League run he scored. Isn't that amazing? And he is the third Yankee in history to score that many runs, and he's the only Yankee Major League player today who has scored 1,500 runs. As the line drives into left center field, nobody's going to catch this one. It's in there, in the alley. And Batty is on his way to second base. The ball throws, and Batty makes it for a double. So the one out in a 4-4 ball game, and he gets second, hitting for two. Starting pitcher last evening goes down to second to run for Batty. So in a 4-4 ball game with the Twins wishing to solidify everything they can in first place. They're leading by four right now. Batty comes up with a big one, and he hit it right up the left center field alley. And Allen, we were just talking about him, he's wearing number eight. The snow job that was done on him by Martin to get the one. Allen is coming up to hit for Kendall. Now, Bernie Allen up there, left hand hitter. 4-4 ball game, and Ramos. Have to be very, very careful. He's liable for it all. Right hander delivers. Swung on the ground ball to the right side. Richards up with it. They throw to first in time, and Brent moves over to third. That's two up. Now let's see what manager Mealy does. He's got his latest release, Mr. Kipstein, due ahead. John standing out on deck. but is now walking back toward the dugout. I think he's going to have somebody else pop out there and hit for him. And here's the announcer, Sandy Valdespino. Valdespino's had a good series here. He's played a lot in it. He was the batting champion in the International League last season. He's doing 275 up here, 30 for 109. Left hand batter. Ramos has been a power of strength in the bullpen ever since the Yankees got him. Pitch no, now nod. Pitches, and Valdespino, a hot line drive to the shortstop for the out. Then, Heldon, the ball was hit right at him, hit hotly, but at him. Still that end, bunted. No run. One hit. We'll have a new catcher. And let's take a look. I think we can tell it's going to be Jerry Zimmerman coming on. So the totals at the end of eight. For the Yankees, 4 runs, 9 hits and no errors. For the Twins, 4 runs, 10 hits and 2 errors. Jerry Fosnow, a left-hander, who relieved against the Yankees opening day. Fosnow is coming on to pitch. Zimmerman is going to catch. Allen is at second base. We know where Allen is going to hit. He's going to hit eight. But Neely just had a little personal confrontation. It was played on Bob Hurley. And he can hit his relief pitcher or his relief catcher, either one of two places. Fosnow, his ball game to win or lose, is 2-3. Here are the announcements on the PA. This will be his 20th game. And he's putting Zimmerman in the seventh spot. Zimmerman catching. Here in the ninth. F-O-S-N-O-W. Jerry Fosnow. He will be facing Howard. His first batter. Fosnow throws very hard. Young left-hander. Splendid. Delivers. Howard swings the ground ball through in the left field. Base hit. So Howard opens up the ninth with his third hit of this ball game. Into the left. Ten hits off of New York. They got 7 off or top, 2 off Wellington. Nothing off Price, but he did wild pitch in a run. Had it. Nothing off six times. Mr. Lopez has 2 hits out of 3 official trips. He's 4-4 tie. The infield is tucked in looking for the bunt. That's an infield of Minter, Allen, Lopez, and Rollins. There's the bunt. A high one, foul back into the sand. Strike one. Hanging 4-4. Fosnow checks his first pitches, and as a line drive to third, the throw goes to first base. Not in time for the double play. Line drive right at third base from Raleigh. And Howard has not gotten off too far. One down. The batter is Pepitone, who is 0-4. See whether they caught Howard or not. If they do, it'll be because Johnny Keene wanted him to go there. He jumped start him, a ground ball to third. Bounces off the third base from the short. And the set makes a play. And Pepitone is on. An error starts to the third baseman. It would have been a double play. Or could easily have been. Ball was just softly at the third baseman. And Salem dolphins his draw to the shortstop. And it looks as though Versailles might have had a play at first base. but he couldn't get the hammer. He never did figure that thing enough to throw it. So it is an error at third. Yankees are about first and second. One out. A 4-4 ball game. The third error for the Twins. Boyer swinging, falling off the first pitch in the lower left field stand. Page is 0-4-2. He's gone 2 walks. One down. Well, nice looks back off the rubber. Set. Pitches. High outside. Ball one. 1-1. Yankees 4, 10-4. Good pitcher from Minnesota. Delivers as the ball hit out to right field. Oliva going back. He has it, and Howard leaves second after the catch and moves over to third. We have 2 down and runners at first and third. So after that over, Oliva was well back, almost scored 5 rounds on the right field corner. Roger Repose, the covered hitter, goes for 3 this afternoon and has taken third strike the last 2 trips. Catches Zimmerman. Out talking with Fosnow. Both of these fellows are named Jerry. The ball, Matan Barra. That field chasing into right. Pitch low outside, ball one. Pepitone is running at first. Howard, that's it. The paid attendance, $35,263. The Yankees beginning Monday have drawn a total of $248,757, which is a tremendous tribute in Detroit and here to this ball club, injured as it has been. Got a tough ball game going right here. Fosnow, the fifth pitcher Sam Mealy has called on. Change is 4. There's a ball bounced high toward first base, and the pitcher takes it and drops it, and he's got a run in. Just a second. Ed Hurley is calling. Wait, I think he's calling interference. I think interference is called, and it's a 4-4 tie. Howard is complaining. Mastrozetti is down complaining. Benson is complaining. Here comes Johnny Keene, and the pitcher took the high bounder right on the baseline just as Repose came down, and the two of them came together. As we said, he dropped the ball in Repose's face, and Howard scored. And Charlie, the plate umpire, who had a clean shot, said that the runner Repose ran in, interfered with the pitcher, Fosnow, and is out because of interference. And it has happened before Howard hit the plate, and the run does not count. And it reads 4-4 on the scoreboard. And now Hurley is calling the first base umpire, John Flaherty, down to talk to him. And Keene had really was out of that dugout. And the two umpires are now conferring. Yankees now lead 5-4, and manager Mealy
is out there kicking with Hurley. And his friends are ordered back on the field. Now Billy Martin is going over to argue with the first base umpire, Flaherty, who first called it, and who then insisted to the plate umpire that there was no interference.
Well.
So the Yankees now get the run. And this is the second time in a week that an umpiring conference has given the Yankees the green light. Now, manager Mealy from the 14 is going down to talk to Flaherty. And we have the polls safe at first base. Howard has scored safe at home to make it 5-4 New York and at second base. And safe at that point is Pepitone. Right now, there's nobody very happy out here in the Twin City area. So, the ball has twice been called safe, and he's still safe. And Howard is in. It's a 5-4 ball game. And an error is charged to the pitcher to count for the scoring. Now we have Marcito hitting the first pitch, the ground ball down to third. Rollins throws the first for the third out. But before the Yankees got a run out of the rhubarb. And the score at the end of 8.5. Yankees 5 and the Twins 4. Well, Pete Mickelson is coming on. And here's the announcer now. This is here by the Minnesota fans that this game is now being played on the Minnesota protest. Now Mickelson will try and hold the one-run advantage as they go into the last half of the ninth inning. They just brought Mickelson in. I guess Keene felt that Raymond after giving him the double in the eighth inning was not too effective. There's a half swing on a chop by Messiah as Mickelson throws the first half one out last of the night. The throw over Messiah's first man up is out. This is the first, last of the ninth. Is talking to Hurley, and of course they're on best of terms right now. Elston got the score. And here's Rich Rollins, the third baseman, who made an error in the ninth inning on a ball hit at him. It should have been a double play and taken. The Yankees right out of it, but he didn't. Friends have made four errors today. Pitch is low outside. You would have to say that they have played raggedly for a team trying to put down another big male in the first place coffin lid. Mickelson trying to button it down, delivers, and as a ground ball hits foul outside third. One out, last of the ninth. Fences around toward left on Rollins, who's a dead pull hitter. It isn't often he hits to any other area than left. Right hand batter, not very big, wears glasses. Three of the twin infielders right now wear glasses. Third inside. Ball two. Good one. Sorry, is a short wearer, and Minter's first base wearer. Down the stadium this year, they had four infielders all wearing glasses. Martin in the bullpen from New York. Just a ground ball, hit foul. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Martin. Into the top of the ninth inning, ran down to the bullpen. Team has no reason to save anyone, neither does Mealy. Yankee leading 5-4. They want system to go home on. There's the pitch inside. Ball three. Full count. Change up. 3-2. 5-10 all of the Yankee total. 4-10-4. And those four errors are quite relevant and quite indicative for the Twins. At least two of the Yankee runs that will be scored as unearned.
Did you pitch?
Ball four. So he walked Rollins, and that put the tying run on for the Twins in the last half of the ninth inning.
Him, and now we have Oliva, who is 2-for-4 today, struck out twice, single twice, and just facing an 11th straight game. The Yankee defense today has been brilliant and very stable. That's why the Yankees still in the ballgame. Nicholson's pitch, swung on there, the high fly out to left center field. Marcito going over, the ball is coming over at the. He's center fielder, makes the catch. Marcito almost tried to take it away from him, did bump him slightly. And Repose is now staying for him, and I know what he's saying. He's now saying, young man, don't run into me on fly ball. The unwritten rule is that the center fielder takes all he can get. Repose stays with it. But I'll bet you he just told Marcito to be careful in the system. These borderline plays, they let him have it. So we have two down. Now we have an out left in the ball game. The Yankees are leading by a run 5-4. And here is no less a person than Mr. Muscle Harmon Killebrew. Nicholson knows who he is. Keeps pitches fired from Howard. Pitches, and Killebrew takes low. Side on curveball. Ball one. Right-handed pitcher, Nicholson. Teammates call him the possum, Pete the possum. And he gets that suit on and pulls a cap down over his glasses. That is quite a resemblance. End of five innings, single game. The Angels 2 and the Indians nothing. And Los Angeles has beaten Cleveland 3 games already. Cable here is a long one, left field. It's a home run. The biggest human noise in the upper northwest this year. Harmon Killebrew got around and hit that ball high in the lower left field seat. They put it on the scoreboard at 368 feet. Killebrew's 16th home run, and the Twins win the ball game right back 6-5. So the totals, and this was a thriller, and this was a raw one all the way through. The Twins, 6 runs, 11 hits, and 4 errors, and they won despite the errors. And for New York, 5 runs, 10 hits, and no errors. The 5th pitcher, Farsnow, is the winner. His record is now 3-3 for the year. And the 5th pitcher for the Yankees, Mitchelson, is the loser, and his record is 2-5.